It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be, as your new love. Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep and I cry all night to dawn. What I'm trying to say is I love you and I miss you, and I'm so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling, let me kiss you just for old time's sake. Let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling, and may God bless you. May each step you take bring you closer to the things you seek to. Goodbye, darling.
AreaRadio.com, broadcasting live from the fairgrounds here in Frederick County, Maryland. We're at the PPF fundraiser event. We'll be here till 6 p.m. Come on out and have a good time.
And if you should ever find it in your heart to forgive me, goodbye, darling, I'll be waiting for you. Come back, darling, I'll be waiting for you.
Goodbye, darling. Thank you.
Just got an announcement to make. I was told that George was here last Saturday night. Mr. George Jones, we're going to do one of his songs, and then Alan and I, this is our second. We have another thing to do in harmony tonight at the Church of the Brethren. And but anyhow, I understand Mrs. George Jones' ticket was just drawn back here. Nancy Jones? He lies. It is Nancy Jones, but it's not George's wife. He said, I love you till I die. This goes out to Mike, our horseshoe man. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. Had her picture on his wall when that crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all. How would she come back again? Kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. And he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smiling years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his stone, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. Oh, you know, she came to see him one last time. We all kind of wondered if she would. and it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his throne, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. So a big hand for the group. They're doing a fine job. And Alan Brown.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
AreaRadio.com, live from the Frederick Fairgrounds. This is a PPF fundraiser. To learn more about PPF, go to Frederick.com, keyword PPF. Frederick.com, keyword PPF.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up for me? Brand new recipe. I got a hot fried bowl and a $2 bill. And I know a spot right over the hill. So the pop and the dancers three. If you want to have some fun, come along with me. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up for me?
Move a little farther down the line, far from post prison. moving over a little farther down the line, far from close prison. That's where I want to stay. And I let that lone whistle blow my blues away.
Okay.
The barbecue pit over here on the side is selling a plate of barbecue and a pack of rolls to go for a donation of $5.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a little bit of Johnny Cash music there. And that's what you get if you come out here to this fundraiser, this PPF fundraiser. It's going on for about another 40 minutes or so. And we're broadcasting live. This is Area Radio, arearadio.com. And they're getting ready to draw some more winners. Every 5 minutes, they've been drawing winners here. And let me see if I can get the owner of Boss Hoss Cycles here in Frederick to just say a quick word. Jim Grimes, these motorcycles you're selling, what can you tell us about them?
Awesome.
In a word, awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've got some video on Frederick.com of who was that, the rider that was on your Boss Hoss out there at the rodeo?
Oh, the governor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Governor Bob Ehrlich.
Yeah, he was out there, and then some other folks were riding around on that trike. So you have a trike model, and then you have a two-wheel model.
Well, we have a trike that comes in three variations. You got a 57 Chevy, a 32 Ford Coupe, and a Sierra pickup. And then the bikes in three versions, 350 horsepower, 385 horsepower, and a 502 horsepower.
502,
awesome.
I guess it is. And what's your website address if they want more information? We're not sure. Your phone number.
Yeah, I got too much noise, I can't think. 301-662-9447.
Okay, and I know if they do a Google search, Boss Hoss Motorcycles Frederick, they'll find you that way.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks again for supporting the PPF. You're at almost all their events and a big supporter of PPF.
That's correct. You know, it's a very worthy cause, you know, and you got to be a believer. And again, Frederick County, you know, is a believer area, so we're just a part of it.
Say they really stepped up today. $100 a ticket, and she must have sold thousands of them. There was a huge crowd here today.
Tremendous, you know. And this being the first event, you know, it speaks well. And I'm sure that this will be the first of many events of this same type.
Yeah, Debbie said that it's going to be an annual event now.
Well, and we'll be there to help her.
Very good. Thanks again, Jim Grimes. Jim Grimes. And Commissioner Lovell is here. Commissioner John Lovell's here and has been here all day. It looked like it was a great event.
It was a wonderful event, and I'm so glad that we're able to raise money for Noah and his treatment.
And the weather cleared up, and we had a great rodeo here, a lot of good food. Everybody seemed to have a good time, too.
Looks to me like it's going to be an annual event from what I can understand.
Yeah, that's what Debbie said earlier, definitely an annual event. You'll be here next year?
I hope so.
All right. And again, we're here at the Frederick Fairgrounds. It's about 5:25 p.m. and the band is still playing, and still a lot of food left here. And this event will wrap up about 6 p.m. We're going to see if we can get a word from a few more folks out here in the infield. We're going to test the range of this wireless mic here. Here's a young lady. Maybe we can get this young lady to go on the radio. Have you ever been on the radio live? We're broadcasting worldwide right now on Area Radio, arearadio.com. You want to say hello?
Hi.
Have you had a good time here today?
Yeah.
Do you plan on coming next year?
Yeah.
Good. Debbie said this is going to be an annual event now. Debbie Williams said this is going to be an annual event every year.
Oh.
Sound like good? Sound like fun?
Yeah.
And what did you do here today?
I watched the rodeo and everything.
All right, did you eat any food?
Yeah, I had some of the hot dogs.
Were they good?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you here next year. We're live worldwide on the radio right now on AreaRadio.com. Did you have a good time today?
Yes, I did.
Will you come back next year?
Yes.
All right. And you?
Absolutely. It was wonderful today.
You'll be here next year.
I bet.
All right. And what about PPF, this Patty Pilatus Fund and Debbie Williams? Does she do a good job?
From what I saw, it looked good.
All right. And over here?
Pardon me?
Your first name?
Tammy.
Did you have a good time?
Excellent time.
Will you be back next year?
Most definitely. Yep.
This is worldwide right now on AreaRadio.com. Did you have a good time today?
I had a wonderful time.
All right. Will you be back next year?
Yes, it's for a good cause.
Is Frederick a great place to live?
You know it. Number one.
All right, we're in Frederick County, Maryland, USA right here. And you heard it right there. It's a good place to live. Do you like it here in Frederick?
Love it.
Would you come back here to this event next year?
Yes, I would.
All right. There we go. Here we have another gentleman, sir. We're worldwide right now on AreaRadio.com. Is Frederick a great place to come and visit, and would you come to this event again next year?
Absolutely. Frederick's the best place to come to visit, and if you come, you should plan to find a way to live here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's growing fast, that's for sure. A lot of growth here in Frederick. Let's see if we get a few more folks up here on the stage to talk to live on Area Radio. Did you have a good time here today?
Yes.
Are you coming back next year?
I don't know.
All right. We're going to go back to the music feed here in a little bit here. Okay, we got a couple more young ladies here. We're going to see if we can get a comment on the event today. They look like they're eating some food. Can I get a quick comment today? Did you enjoy the event?
It was great. It was a lot of fun. It was a good family.
You're planning on coming back again next year?
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go. Everybody so far has said they're coming back, so that's a good sign. Let's see if we can find out about the food here. How's the food today?
Very, very good.
Okay, food?
Mm-hmm.
She's got a mouthful, can't say anything. All right, that speaks for itself. How's the food?
Food's good.
Good stuff, okay. Here's a young lady. How did you enjoy the event today?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Are you coming back next year?
Of course.
Okay. All right, we're going to go back to the music feed here. We got a lot of music.
I keep my nose to the grindstone and I work hard every day. Might get a little tired on the weekend after I draw my pay, but I'll be back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. Drink a little beer in the evening, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Hey, hey, the working man like me, ain't never been on the welfare. That's the one place I won't be, and I'll be working. Long as my two hands will fit to you. And I drink a little beer in the tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Oh, yeah.
and they're gonna do a little bumming around. On the phone bills out the window, get a train to another town, go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. And I drink a little beer in the tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Yeah, I drink a little beer in the tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. This song's for the working man.
Thank you very much.
We're going to finish up here right now with Mama Don't Laugh.
Then we'll let you know who these people are here real quick. Just give us a minute. Well, Mama don't allow no music playing around here. No, Mama don't allow no music playing around here. Well, we don't care what Mama don't allow. We're going to play music in the old house. Mama don't allow no music playing around here. Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. No, Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. Well, Sam don't care what Mama don't allow. He's gonna play guitar in the old house. Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. Sam out from Middletown, folks. Mama don't allow no rhythm playing around here. No, Mama don't allow no rhythm playing around here. Well, Cap don't care what Mama don't allow. She's gonna play rhythm in the old house. Mama don't allow no rhythm playing around here. It's Catherine Ott from Middletown as well. Be Sam's going. Well, Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. No, Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. Oh, Dave don't care what Mama don't allow. He's gonna play guitar in the old house. Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. Upside down and back, we're going to guitar from Middletown, Maryland, folks. Dave McDonald. Mama don't allow no bass playing around here. Mama don't allow no bass playing around here. Well, Barry don't care what Mama don't allow. He's gonna play bass in the old house. Mama don't allow no bass playing around here. From Mount Pleasant, Barry Smith. Well, now Mama don't allow no steel playing around here. No, Mama don't allow no steel playing around here. Well, Huck don't care what Mama don't allow. He's gonna play steel in the old house. Mama don't allow no steel playing around here. Huck Easter Day from Adamstown, Maryland. Drum playing around here. Mama don't allow no drum playing around here. Well, we don't care if Mama don't allow. Dave's gonna play drums any old how. Mama don't allow no drum around here. Mr. Dave Rensburg from Jefferson, Maryland. Mama don't allow no drumming around here.
You.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm going to make a quick announcement. Hey, folks. Something went awry here, but I don't know how that gate got open right there. But since 3 o'clock, a lot of people have been coming in from the infield and partaking of the food. If you're one that partaked of any of the food and didn't pay a admission ticket, I beg of you to pay $20 for little Noah, because you're taking it from the fundraiser that was put in here for him. Now, I don't care if you do or don't do it, because God's going to take it out of your butt if you don't. It's an honor system. I don't care. I'm just making the announcement. That gate's been open since 3 o'clock. We ran out of food. I had enough food for 8,000 people. Ain't no way we should have ran out of any food. So it's up to you guys to come and donate $20. It wasn't your fault. You probably thought, hey, the door's open. I'm coming on in. Well, I have no problem with that. I will feed the hungry anytime. But only the hungry that can't afford it. So if you can come over there and afford it, and if you can't afford it, then Lord knows you can't. Love you a bunch. I thank everybody that bought a ticket to come in here today. God bless you.
Hey, once again, put your hands together for Country Plus. And if you want to come up and pay that $20, bring it up here on stage. Our celebrity ticket drawer for the remainder portion of the evening is Mr. Jim Grimes. Boss Hog Cycles, want to say anything?
On the behalf of Debbie and the PPF, we certainly want to thank everyone for participating in this tremendous event. This is the first of many to come, and I think it's one tremendous start. So we need to recognize Debbie. We need to recognize all the volunteers, you know, that has helped so much throughout this first event. Thank you, and God bless.
Just to recap a few minutes while the next band is setting up. Yeah. The 5 o'clock winner of $7,500 was Nancy Jones. And no, that was not George Jones's wife. The 505 winner for $500 was Stanley Rajewski. The 510 winner for $2,000 at A&S Sales is James Richards. 515 winner for $750 is Brent Simmons. 520 winner for $500 is Nick Palellogas. P-A-L-L-E-O-L-O-G-A-S. And it is not Nick Pilatus. 525 is Brenda Dean for $2,000 from Endless Summers. 530 is Bill DeLauder for $500. 535 is Kelsey Wilk for $500. So that brings us up to date right now until the next drawing in about 2 minutes. And stick around. This next band is coming up. If you like some traditional bluegrass music, that's what you're going to hear with Bluegrass Blend, I believe is what they're called. And they'll be here in just a second.
Okay, folks, and for all the winners, and I always say that, you're a winner just by buying a ticket, but in the back they can hear me also. Thursday, we want to take a picture for all the winners for the News and Post, 73 winners up here, and we would like to present all the checks to them then. If it is impossible for you to be there Thursday and you win, come on up here. We'll just take care of it now. Love you a bunch, and thank you so much.